Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. Most of these podcasts focus on wine, but every once in a while, it's a pleasant change to taste something else. Granted, winter's last bluster seems to have passed, but I find a warm drink on a cool spring evening is just the thing after dinner. But before we get to that story, I'd like to tell you about this week's delicious recipe for prosciutto and chèvre stuffed figs with walnuts and balsamic honey drizzle, which comes from the book The Cocktail Chef. It's written by Dinah Ku, Janice Poon, and master sommelier John Szabo, and it's an excellent resource for entertaining recipes. You'll find the recipe itself on my website, nataliemclean.com. Pair this tasty hors d'oeuvre with the 2005 Balthasar Ress Hattenheimer Riesling Cabinet from Germany, or the 2004 Governor's Bay Pinot Noir from South Island, New Zealand from this week's Wine Picks. You can search for more recipes for hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, entrees, breads, and desserts now on the website. And if you'd like to submit recipes to be featured in this podcast and in the newsletter with credits to you and your company, please email me at natdecants@nataliemclean.com. We have two wine words to mention this week. The first is insipid. This is a descriptor for a wine that is bland or devoid of character and body. I think of the sequels to many Hollywood movies when I think of insipid, and I think you know what I mean. The second word is lively, almost the opposite of insipid. This describes a fresh, young, thirst-quenching wine with crisp acidity. Do not be afraid of acidity. It is to wine what salt is to food, in that it brings forward the flavor. Think of it as a dinner party guest who's willing to talk about more than just the weather. You can find more definitions in my wine glossary on the website. The question of the week is, how can I make a career in wine? Well, there are a number of careers in wine. Winemakers, viticulturalists, which are vineyard managers, winery restaurant chefs, marketers, public relations managers, either at the winery itself or with a firm that specializes in the wine industry, accountants, general managers, winery owners, investors, retailers, importers, buyers, sommeliers, auctioneers, consultants, tour operators, accessory store managers, events organizers, tasting room managers, and writers, otherwise known as hacks. Think carefully, though, about what skills you have and what type of work you'd like to do, because these jobs vary dramatically in what they entail. Think, too, of considerations such as hours, pay, and credentials required. For these and other types of careers, your best bet is to talk to someone already doing that job and to shadow them for a day or two. Although I can't answer all of the emails I receive, several hundred a day, I do try to answer as many as I can in the frequently asked questions section, FAQ section of my site. In my new book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, I also tackle many of the aspects of wine from grape to glass, how wine is made, marketed, matched with food, consumed, and cellared. I do this through storytelling, taking my readers behind the scenes at the international wine world and visiting its most evocative places and sharing adventures with its most colorful and hilarious personalities. If you'd like to find out more, you can read about it on the website. By the way, it makes an excellent gift, along with a good bottle for weddings, anniversaries, graduations, Father's Day, and Mother's Day. In fact, I call my glass of wine at 5 p.m. Mommy's Little Helper. So, as usual, if you'd like to find out more about upcoming wine events, wines to buy, and other newsy bits and gossip that are part of my free e-newsletter, you can sign up for it at nataliemclean.com. And if you have any suggestions or comments, just send me an email. And now, sit back, pour yourself a glass of something good, and enjoy this week's story entitled, Some Like It Hot. I enjoy skiing, sledding, and skating best from my kitchen window. From here, warm and dry, I can watch my more active friends and family participating in those chilly activities. When they come in to sit by the fire, I offer them hot toddies, mulled wine, and hot buttered rum cider. These winter warmers are what make my cheeks rosy, and they also infuse the whole house with the heady aromas of steaming spices. They make me embrace the great indoors as I pour the top-ups into the thermos for the hardiest souls who take them outside with them again. Bye-bye. So, number one, hot toddy. The word toddy comes from the Hindu, teri teddy, originally meant a drink of fermented sap or coconut milk. The British picked up the idea in the 19th century, though their toddies, usually made from scotch, were more often consumed for medicinal purposes. Right. Today we usually use dark spirits as a base, such as rum, scotch, Irish or Canadian whiskey, or bourbon, for this classic and simplest hot cocktail. For a modern twist, use hot cider or apple brandy for a lovely baked apple pie flavor. In a heat-proof bowl, mix 4 tablespoons of sugar with a few dashes of cloves and cinnamon in 16 ounces of boiling water. Then add 8 ounces of your preferred dark spirit. Pour into 4 coffee mugs and add a splash of lemon juice if you like it. Stir with a cinnamon stick, which you can leave in for decoration and flavor. Grate fresh nutmeg over the top if you like, and for an extra kick, use spicy tea instead of hot water. In fact, if you're looking for some inventive updates on the traditional toddy, check out Disc Cookery. It's an excellent book by CBC radio host Jürgen Goth. Number 2, mulled wine. This Dickensian classic was created before vintners learned how to preserve wine with corks and sulfites. Back in Victorian times, the wine was kept in oak barrels until consumed, and often spoiled. So wine merchants created mulled wine, masking the bad odors with spices and liqueurs. Very clever. Mulled means heated, not boiled, which is important to keep in mind as you make this cocktail. To make mulled wine for 4, choose a full-bodied red wine, such as an Australian Shiraz or Chilean Cabernet. The wine doesn't need to be expensive, but don't use anything you wouldn't drink by itself, as cooking concentrates the flavors for good or bad. Heat the contents of a 750ml bottle in a large non-reactive saucepan. Keep in mind that mulled means just warmed, not boiled. I did say that already, didn't I? Simmer gently, stirring occasionally for about 10 minutes. Then add 3 to 4 ounces of either port or orange liqueur, 2 whole cloves, a tablespoon of sugar, and a dash of cinnamon. Simmer for another 5 minutes. Pour through a sieve to strain the solids from the liquid. Then pour into heat-proof mugs or glasses. Stir with a stick of cinnamon and garnish with orange slices. And finally, hot butter rum cider. This ought to be Canada's national drink, given that all the rum we ran from the United States during Prohibition, as well as our heritage in making first-class cider. To make hot buttered rum cider for 4, heat 4 cups of cider in a small saucepan over low heat, along with 2 cinnamon sticks, 2 tablespoons of honey, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Simmer uncovered, stirring occasionally for about 10 minutes. Strain the mixture to remove the solids. Next, combine the 4 teaspoons of butter with about 4 tablespoons of brown sugar. Add it to the cider and hot water. This prevents the butter from floating on top of the liquid like an oil slick. Not very attractive. Pour the cider mixture into 4 heat-resistant mugs and then top up with a 1/4 cup of rum. For extra decadence, as if we need it, add a dollop of whipped cream on top. Not only is this festive, but it's symbolically hopeful. Beneath the snow caps of winter lies the promise of eternal summer warmth. All these hot drinks warm parts of us that other drinks just don't reach. As we sit by the fire with our feet up, our hands wrapped around a toasty mug, letting the steam brush our cheeks and the spices tickle our noses, we feel that we've been warmed from the inside out. Well, that's it for this week. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about them. And if you're thirsting for more wine knowledge, you can pick up my new book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over. There's more info about that and my free newsletter at nataliemclean.com. Tune in again in 2 weeks' time for another exciting episode. In the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its content are copyright of Natalie McLean, 2007.